Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Second date updates. Listen to them. Share them with friends, coworkers. 1029thewolf.com, the Thunder and PT repeat podcast. Lisa, good morning. When is the last time you talked to Matt?
Oh, my gosh. It's been at least 2 weeks, maybe more. I mean, we went out, and then I haven't heard from him since.
How did you guys meet originally, Lisa?
Okay, don't laugh. We met at a bar.
Okay, all right. What's wrong with that?
I mean, it's just, you know, it sounds like, you know, old school, skanky kind of thing.
Does it?
Yeah, his number on a napkin. We know how it goes.
So take us back to that night. What were you there doing besides drinking?
I was just out with some friends having a good time, and Matt came up to me and started the conversation, and you know, he's so cute, and I was so happy to talk with him that, of course, I gave him my number, and we went out the following weekend.
Nice! And what did you guys do?
My ultimate favorite. We went out for Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Taco Tuesday on a Saturday. I love it.
Okay. Was it a Saturday? Anyway, doesn't matter. So, did you guys get along then during your first official meetup?
Yeah, we totally got along. I mean, it was like, you know, we picked up right where we left off.
Cool. Was there anything that was, you know, weird at all?
No, my God, not at all. We even kissed at the end of the night. I mean, I thought we were definitely going to see each other again.
Jeez,
okay,
nice.
So if you could guess, and so this is probably why you're confused, because it went so well and you seem to get along so well, and then there
was even a kiss.
Nothing since the taco date. What do you think the issue is, Lisa?
I feel as though it's better not even to guess, because it's only going to make me upset. I just want to deal with whatever he says is the problem, if that makes sense.
And Lisa, we get some hard truths sometimes, like it or not, on this show with Second Date Update. So hold on right there. We're going to reach out, try to get a hold of Matt, get him on the radio, and get some answers to your questions, Lisa, if you can hang on.
That sounds amazing. Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Matt?
Yes, this is Matt. Who's this?
Okay, Matt, this is Thunder. It's going to be a little weird. This is Thunder and PT. We co-host a morning radio show on 102.9 The Wolf. We do something called Second Date Update, and we're calling you this morning to talk to you. And you're on the radio, by the way. I got to let you know you're on the air. We'd like to talk to you about a woman you met and went out with, Lisa.
Okay, that's a lot. Yeah, do you want to talk about our date?
Yeah, we just, you know, she kind of reached out to us and wanted to know how it went from your perspective.
How did it go from my perspective? I mean, you know, to be honest with you, I just think that she's a little out of control. I mean, this girl loves her food, man.
Loves her food? What does that mean?
Well, we went out for, Taco Tuesday, and, I mean, I hate to say it, but she was eating like a dog. I mean, we ordered guacamole, and she's got her, her fingers all up in it. I mean, and she was literally licking the bowl at the end. I mean, it was a pretty nasty thing to watch.
Guacamole, can you
like
just...
at the table?
So she picked up the bowl, because when you get to the end of the guacamole, it's very hard to scoop it up, and so...
Fingers and tongues work pretty well.
Yeah, she licked it. She licked the bowl of guacamole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Didn't she?
Right in the middle of the restaurant.
Now, here's the thing, though. She had told us that you guys kiss at the end of the date. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did kiss. Oh. I mean, she initiated it, though. I mean, I just figured, hey, if I can get some, I just see where it goes.
Wait a second here. Matt, you just said you were grossed out, and then you kissed her?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was grossed out, but I mean, I'm not that grossed out.
Wait a second. Wait, honestly.
Okay, Matt, Lisa.
Being grossed out by eating habits is whatever, but the fact that you still made out with me is so messed up, Matt.
Yeah, but you wanted to, so I just figured I would just kiss you. I mean, I was just being nice.
Oh, am I being nice? I mean, no, I mean, if you had no intention of calling me back because I'm so gross, you should have said no.
Well, I mean, if you hadn't gone, full-on doggy on your dinner plate, things might have been different.
Now, Lisa, I got to say, I'm kind of split on this one a little bit. Lisa,
can we get an explanation on the licking of the guac bowl?
Yeah, Lisa, in your defense, how would you, is Matt's description of you licking the inside of the guacamole bowl, is that accurate or not?
I mean, I did pick it up and lick it with my tongue.
Okay, so it's accurate.
Guac is amazing. It's its own food group. But
it's a first
date, though.
And I got to say, and this is just me talking, a kiss does not mean more than one night. In my opinion, Lisa, and I know that you wanted to see Matt again, but don't you think that might have come across as a little bit gross?
I was having fun, and if you can't handle it, then he's not worth me.
Okay.
All right. Hey,
Matt, anything you'd like to say?
I don't know, man. Maybe she needs to eat Taco Tuesday at home. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Or bring a spoon.
Can you look past it, Matt? I mean, this could have been just an isolated incident with the guac.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Uh-oh. No, come on.
And Lisa, last word?
I don't think my last words are fit for the radio.
Okay, that's understandable. Yeah. Listen, Lisa, I'm sorry. Listen, I understand your enthusiasm for guacamole. I
do too, to be honest. Just maybe not on a first day. Like Brooke and I, I would do it right now, but tonight.
Yeah. I will pick up an entire frozen pizza and not cut it first, but only when my wife's not home. I still see there are some things you only do in private, and that's just maybe a lesson
best
learned.
Best of luck to you guys, okay?
Matt, thanks for answering, picking up.
Appreciate it.
And Lisa and guys, best of luck in your dating endeavors, and thanks to you both for being on.
Second date update.
Yep.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Thunder and PT thought they killed all the flies that infested the Wolf studio. They were wrong.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.